You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's neighborhood night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is music bingo at 7. Wednesday is half price bottles of wine, and Thursday is trivia night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hey, it's my buddy Riggins.
Good morning.
So, Riggins, just try to keep things moving today. I know it's your birthday and you got a lot of stuff not to do today.
Yeah.
Chilling. What are your thoughts on birthday cards for men?
I don't like them.
Yeah. I didn't know that you didn't like them, but I figured you wouldn't care if you didn't get a birthday card. I'm talking about to accompany a gift. I put your gift in your car earlier this morning, which is a big old sex gag gift. No, I'm
love
kidding.
That.
But I put a card in your car because my wife sent it. And okay. I'm thinking, he doesn't really want a card, but that's a woman thing. Women love to give people cards, and I didn't know if you thought cards were feminine or not.
They are kind of feminine, but I said I don't like it. I mean, I'm indifferent to them.
Yeah,
like, I don't present them. I don't put them up. Maybe it's because I live alone.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom, when she gets Mother's Day cards, she goes over to the mantle and puts them all out there as she has for birthdays and Mother's Days. And
but how long do you keep them? You know what I mean? Like when if you're a guy, like Jody will get me sweet cards for my birthday or Father's Day or anniversary or whatever. And she doesn't get offended that I don't keep them forever or have a little ribbon tied around all of them and all of that. But even sentimental guys, how long do they keep the cards? Do they keep boxes of them?
They might keep them forever.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So they have a collection of greeting cards from their significant other.
Yeah, I think if you make a move and those come with you,
mm-hmm.
that's wild.
Yeah.
But I'm sure a lot of women do it.
Does your mom get a card for your dad on occasions?
I don't know. I don't think she does.
And y'all don't get him Father's Day cards or anything?
No. You know what? When I was leaving on Father's Day, this was their interaction. So I'm getting ready to leave on Sunday morning, and she goes, she opens an Amazon box, like, right in front of him, and he's standing on one side of the counter, she's on the other, and she goes, Happy Father's Day. And it was a box of unshelled pistachios.
Oh, yeah.
But it was as casual as it. She goes, oh, Happy Father's Day. And he goes, oh, thank you.
That's good.
I mean, it's like, so, they're not a, I don't know.
They're not a warm and fuzzy, like
maybe not.
You know, excitable. They're not really excitable when it comes to stuff like that. I imagine.
Yeah.
And you say, I'm making a big deal out of Father's Day this year for your dad, and you know, whatever.
I've been there when she's like ordering her new iPad, which is what she wanted for Christmas. But instead of my dad going to the Apple store, she's looking on the computer, building her iPad that she's going to get for, you know, I think after, you know, they're in their 60s, they've been married a long time. I think, you know, some of that goes away.
But I would think that the way you describe them and what little bit I've been around them, I would think that they've never been really that type of couple to go overboard with that kind of stuff. They just seem like they're just, you know, more down to earth and into reality of things more so. Than those couples that are just, it's always a romance and whirlwind, you know, all of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They're more like Jody and me, I think.
Maybe, yeah, a little bit.
But I like to surprise. I like gifts that are surprises, whether it's for the kids, you know, Christmas or whatever. Because my daughter, over the past, well, since she's been an adult, I don't think she's had a surprise gift from us. You know, it's always, all right, well, here's your Christmas gift early, or here's your, yeah, you know, I got this, you know, she'll tell Jody what she wants and Jody will order it and tell her about it. So there are no surprises. And I don't like that.
You like a surprise.
Mm-hmm. And that was something my parents were crazy about. I mean, just to extreme. I've told you before, if I accidentally found one of my Christmas gifts that they were hiding under the bed or whatever, they would get mad.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not looking for them, I just happened to cross it, you know, while I'm under my parents' bed.
Yeah, right.
Stumble upon. But, you know, they would threaten, okay, well, you're not getting it now, you know, that kind of thing.
They took a lot of pride, probably, and
yeah, they like that surprise, sure, you know, of it. But I don't necessarily have to read the entire greeting card to buy it. I was talking about this on mine and my wife's podcast the other day. You know, it's going to say something nice.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not going to be like you,
right?
You son of a.
Yeah, the front of it's not going to be really cool, and then at the, you know, in end with you bitch.
Yeah, right.
You know.
You can add that though. There was a story out a few months ago about how much money greeting card authors make.
Uh huh.
It's a surprising amount, but a lot of people just do it by the, they get paid per card.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a lot of work.
Yeah,
you got to be cranking them out.
But they're so expensive. If you get, you know, Hallmark type cards, but. We had gotten to the point where we had said, okay, no more cards because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But then my wife started finding them cheap at dollar store type places.
Yeah.
And when you see yours today, it'll reflect.
It'll look like a dollar store card. Now, hey, that's perfectly fine with me. Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
I told you, you remember I found that one at the dollar store that had a grammar mistake on it. I posted that on my my Instagram.
That's right.
It's like, come on.
Yeah. Are you guys a family that keeps just a lot of greeting cards? My mom used to do that. And I thought, well, it kind of takes some of the, if you're going to give a card, you might as well go pick one out for them.
No, not really. I don't. Only for people who, like, if something comes up and you need something with somebody you don't know very well.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But
my grandma, she's a super Catholic. She's like Mel Gibson Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And any holiday, we get the most like Catholic greeting card. It'll be like, happy birthday. But on the front, it's like Jesus nailed to the cross with like this spear in his side. I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, thank you. But this is a lot.
You're turning 32 today.
Yeah. Remember. Exactly. Remember, mm-hmm, Christ, walk in Christ's footsteps.
Isn't that how old he was? 32?
32 or
33.
Mm-hmm.
33.
Yeah, it's graphic though.
Yeah, but people always talk about, oh yeah, you see all the men last minute down there getting cards for Valentine's Day, whatever. And I never understood why men get ragged about that. So what? They waited until the day before or whatever to go get you a card or whatever. You got a nice card, and then you got a gift that you wanted and appreciated.
Yeah,
what do you care that are the Christmas gift he buys for you? What do you care? And why do you have to point out that that's the only part, you're the only person he had to shop for? You did the rest of it, and he waited till the last minute, and you know, so forth and so on. It got done, and it's something that you wanted.
Yeah, because it doesn't apply to any other situation. Like, oh, you, mm-hmm, just bought that charcoal because you're going to be grilling tonight.
Right.
It's like, well, yeah, because I'm going to do it later. But because it's a gift for women.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing.
You know what else I don't like is when you're with a family situation at Christmas and they always have to make a big deal about you didn't even know what you were getting the other people, you know? Yeah.
I bet you don't even know what this
is.
You didn't even know. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, then give it back then. If you're that, you got a bug up your ass about it.
It's just, you know, and I'm the first one to step out and give women all the credit in the world for doing all that Christmas shopping and stuff. I have, you know, for years. Thank God for that. But at the same time, if you know somebody appreciates it, why do you have to out them for being, you know, not as good as you are? You know? He's like, he didn't even know. My wife doesn't do that, but I know plenty who do.
Sure.
Because you know why? Because she doesn't want to have to get to stepping.
That's right.
Up out the house.
She's got a nice life.
I don't play that.
Don't mess that up.
Mm. And I'm really torn on something with one of my favorite sports figures of all time. He's like a son to me. And I don't know exactly which way I need to feel about this, because there are pros and cons to it. Most people on the surface would think that I would hate this about him, or what he's doing, what he's been a part of. But I may have more of a personal connection to it than anybody realizes. So we'll get into all that coming up next.
TJ's Podcast.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Okay. We'll just go ahead and consider this part of the stupid celebrity news or stupid celebrity stuff. Let me take you back, and especially for those of you who don't keep up with sports. The 2019 LSU Tigers team is considered the greatest college football team in the history of college football. Undefeated, national champions, Heisman Trophy winner on the team, and I don't know how many players from that team went to the NFL high in the draft, a bunch. The assistant coaches got hired away as head coaches. I mean, they were just, trust me, they're considered the best college football team ever. And the quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner and now NFL superstar Joe Burrow was the one that led them to the championship. So being from Louisiana and a lifelong LSU fan, I've got a connection to all of those players and that team, because they brought us so much joy as a family. So I don't really even keep up with the NFL that much anymore, because of political reasons, but I do always, when I can, I try to watch, you know, Joe Burrow when he's playing, and you know, I keep up with the other players from that team. But I've had several people, including Riggins, say, oh, what about this? He's been in Paris for Vogue something or another, where I've seen clips of him modeling on the runway and up on stage at a, you know, like a little seminar or something. And he's over there. And I think Jamar Chase is with him, who was one of his wide receivers at LSU and is also his main wide receiver at in Cincinnati for the Bengals. And he's wearing these, you know, goofy looking clothes, and they're both on the runway and they're, you know, involved in all of this stuff in Paris. And I don't, well, I want to say, oh, don't be doing that. That's stupid. Why do you want to get out and do that? I've always said I don't know, like it's a positive thing about myself that I was a great athlete growing up, but I also was like on the Louisiana Tech modeling team and I did modeling jobs and I was in theater and all of those other things. So I can't really hate on it that much because that was the same way that I grew up doing, you know, a variety of things. But back then when I was doing it, there wasn't a concerted effort from radicals in our society to feminize America. You know, there was no such thing as toxic masculinity. Men were men, and if you were masculine, then great. So that's why I always, you know, kind of say it as a joke that, you know, I accidentally wore my pincushion from home ec class to football practice one day. It was on my wrist. But as long as you got the other stuff to back it up, it was fine. Now, I received a lot of good-natured ribbing for my pleasure, you know, growing up, and the other guys would make fun of me, and I always had the highlights in my hair and would get my hair cut at a salon rather than the barber shop and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, it didn't bother me. I didn't care. So, and my first reaction to this was that, oh, don't be doing that. Why are you doing that? But the main thing is that what I don't like about it is that Joe Burrow is falling into that liberal world of Vogue and all of that stuff. It's not that it's feminine. It's that it's just so liberal and anti, you know, salt of the earth people. Like his family's from Ohio, you know.
Yeah, they got to toe the line because you saw what happened to, what was his name, Harrison Buckner or whatever. I mean, that did not go over well. Athletes in the public eye espousing sort of conservative values, they're going to rip them apart.
Which he didn't care.
He didn't care.
And that's another thing that is troubling about it is that you can have these masculine NFL players go to France and prance around on stage with all of these models from the fashion world and live over there for a week just basking in the glory of feminism and anti-masculinism, which, you know, would be coming after them. They're the most masculine among us. But they go over there and they're celebrated and all of that. Whereas you got a guy who is Catholic speaking at a Catholic school's commencement ceremony, and he speaks highly of Catholic Christian traditional values of husband and wife and raising kids and all of that stuff. He gets blasted. But, you know, it's just, I don't say either one of them should be blasted. You know, I'm not saying blast the Vogue people, just be fair. And when the wrong thing is being celebrated, if you're going to celebrate one or the other, you're celebrating the wrong one. You should be celebrating the guy who's saying America needs a traditional, especially if that's his religious beliefs and he's talking to fellow people of the same religious views.
Yeah, but, private event.
But the crazy, you know, Marxist world we live in now goes after him. But I love the fact that he hasn't backed down. He doesn't care from all of that stuff, the controversy that he got. I love it.
Because it's not just an opinion for him. It's a belief.
It's his faith.
Yeah, he's not. He's like, okay, well, I mean, I understand. I get that you're upset about it, but that's not going to change the way I feel about something.
Yeah, and if he were any other faith other than a Christian faith or a Jewish faith and said the same stuff, they wouldn't have said a word about it. Nobody would have said a word about it in America.
So should we expect to see more NFL players hitting the runway soon?
I think so, yeah.
I think mm-hmm. they like it, too. They like.
Yeah, they do.
They like the attention.
Because
there was the outfits they're wearing on game day. I mean, they're already pretty much doing it. That's the runway of the America.
As much as I love Joe Burrow, he comes in wearing some clown-ass outfits on Sundays. I mean, just some ridiculous-looking crap.
Which I'm okay with, actually, because I look at it, it's like it's a game. It's a valuable game, but it's still a game, and they're entertainers at the end of it.
Yeah, but I don't know. They come in like wrestlers.
Yeah.
You know, when they enter the stadium, it's like the wrestlers are coming down.
Sure. I'm surprised they haven't dazzled up those entrance ways more to make it more of a spectacle. I'm surprised they haven't done that.
Yeah, but when they're coming into the stadium, that's a different thing to me than they're, you know, getting out of their car and walking into the dressing room, and they have to make sure they're worried about how they're going to look in a costume.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like that part. I'm old though. I'm an old man. What do they care about what I think?
Yeah.
You know, they don't even like the guy that runs the NFL. Nobody does.
Yeah.
That Roger Goodell.
Hate him.
Everybody hates him. I wonder if his family even likes him.
I don't think so.
Are they out there booing him on draft night too, just like everybody else every time he walks on stage?
That's going to mess with your head a little bit. Like, that would give me a complex like you wouldn't believe. I'm like, it's just the job. I'm like, yeah, but they're booing me. Like, I'm the one doing the job. Everybody's booing me. It'd be awful.
Yeah, especially if you're not playing the role of a villain. They're just booing you for what you do.
Like as a person.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, no, you suck.
Yeah, it's the rare person that genuinely doesn't care about that kind of thing, whether somebody says stuff negative about them or not.
It's crazy.
I mean, people can say, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, but most of them care at least a little bit. Yeah. They don't like it. Just, you know, because people can be vile about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we got some Britney information.
Yeah.
Could Britney be, what you call it, reconciling with her children, with her kids? Some insiders have some information on it, and we'll pretend like it's serious coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Okay, so the Daily Mail has this article about Britney Spears, and it could be one of the longest articles I've ever skimmed in my life. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And they have these pictures along with the article. And look, I know Britney's had her troubles in life and all of that. But this outfit she's wearing that they've captured her in walking along the I guess she's on vacation in Mexico and she's at the airport or somewhere. Yeah,
she just got back.
She's got on a, it's a coral colored tight tank top dress, no bra, nipples on high alert.
Yes.
I mean, and the dress is so short that the bottom of her butt is hanging out. I mean, you can clearly see the fold of her butt.
There's cheeks.
Yeah. And I don't know. Does she have on draws?
I don't
know. At all?
You can't tell, but you see the bottom of a butt cheek.
And, you know, she's been known not to wear draws.
Yeah, sure. Well documented.
Mm-hmm.
It's a look, right?
Yeah. And then and she got a big hat on with it too,
and some maybe chunky Stevas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot to take in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
couldn't believe what I was looking at.
And then one of the pictures is a really good shot of her teeth that we've talked about so many times of. What has happened to her teeth?
I don't know.
And I still say she probably is supposed to be sleeping in a retainer every night. A lot of people have that for the rest of their lives, where they sleep in a retainer. And she quit doing that a while back, and so her teeth have spread. She's got gaps between her teeth that she never had before.
Pretty significant ones.
Mm-hmm. But this whole, and it, you know why she's wearing this? And she knows that she's going to be seen in public and pictures will be taken of her and all that. Do you know why? Because she's dying to be naked. She's dying for people to see her naked. If she could have gotten off that plane and walked with nothing on,
she would
except those chunky sandals, she'd have probably done that because the pavement's hot.
So what's keeping her from being naked? What do you think?
Well,
why hasn't she done it?
Well, Instagram won't allow it. None of the social medias, I guess, except X will allow it. And I don't know that she would want to do something like a, I mean, who cares about Playboy anymore? You know,
yeah,
there's not that used to. That was an avenue for women who wanted to become stars, or women who wanted their star to rise again, you know, get some more publicity. But I mean, that's not there anymore. Where would she, like, as a, I hate to say this, but a reputable publication?
Well, a lot of big stars do OnlyFans, you know, Cardi B, you know.
Yeah.
Now she's not getting naked on there, I don't think, but you know, you can make a big splash, just the announcement, guess who just joined OnlyFans.
Mm.
But does Britney look at that as like, that's
probably
less,
yeah,
than what I'm.
Yeah. Yeah. She's probably like, I'm a much bigger name than Cardi B or whatever. But Cardi B came from the world of being a stripper too. So, you know, that's kind of a life that she's lived. But I think Britney just wants to, she still has that thought in her mind that she wants to shock people. Mm-hmm. And let people know, I'm not a little girl anymore. I think she's still hanging on to some of that, where people are like, we know, yeah, you're 40 or whatever you are. We know you're not a little girl anymore.
No one thinks, but you're a little girl.
Right. I think she just, there may be a piece of her that still wants that shock value. Like, I can still shock people, by, you know, on my terms.
Yeah. Remember when she kissed Madonna?
Yeah.
At the VMAs, that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's just trying to chase a little bit of that.
Maybe.
Shocking content.
But that's why she would go as naked as they will allow.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Sometimes even having to put emojis over the nipples and stuff.
Yeah, I always think about what emoji I would use to cover up my wiener if I posted a naked picture like that. Because, mm-hmm, you know, women always do like a heart over their nipples, yeah, or something like that. I'm like, what do they make for guys? Do you just put the eggplant emoji? Is that what you're supposed to do?
I guess. But yeah, you're right. I'd like, I maybe want the devil face there.
That purple one?
Yeah.
The purple
or the roller coaster emoji. I don't know why.
The roller coaster emoji. Not too graphic, like a hot dog
or yeah.
a burrito. That would be too easy.
Yeah, something that would make people go, I wonder why he chose that.
Yeah.
Maybe that that cross country skier guy.
That's a weird one. You never get to use that one.
So what would you put over your butt?
I would probably pick like the gender neutral laboratory assistant. The test tube. I don't know. Maybe Mrs. Claus.
I would go bowling ball on that one.
Bowling ball's good. Yeah. Or the bullseye with the dart in it. That'd be kind of funny. I don't know. But yeah, I think you're right. I think she probably does. When you wear something like that, knowing that the paparazzi's out there, she's still wanting to be seen naked. I think you're right.
Do you see a difference in the way she looked in those pictures and in the way she looks in those dancing videos on she
Instagram?
Does?
Yeah. But then this has happened before. She gets on Instagram and says, these pictures are photoshopped. I was like, okay, maybe they are.
The ones, like she would say the ones from the airport are photoshopped to make her look.
She's done it before.
Huh.
She goes, these are not real. These are photoshopped.
So in saying what, my legs aren't that big? Or,
yeah, that was exactly that. It was my legs and my stomach. I don't have cellulite like that. Because these pictures, they're not flattering. They're not flattering in any way.
Yeah. But I mean, how flattering could they be in that outfit?
I know. It's in the skin outfit. Tight. Skin tight.
Hey, but some guys are turned on by that. They look at that and go, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a real woman right there.
Absolutely.
That is a real woman. And they put one picture of her reaching for the door handle of the vehicle where she's kind of bent over and then, you know, it looks like she's got a big back. And then you can see the bottom part of her butt under the dress. And then they, right under it, they put another picture of this. It's the same exact picture, but zoomed in closer. So you can.
They're cruel over there.
Yeah.
A little cruel.
God. But I mean, in her defense, can you imagine if you've been on vacation for a week or however long it's been and you get out of the airport when you land back at home and there are people there taking your picture. I'd look like a big burrito.
Eating enchiladas all week. Yeah, I'm not going to look my best after that.
But they say that she's been secretly seeing her sons and that they're maybe rekindling their relationship and all that.
I think that's good for her.
Yeah. Because they're pretty much adults now, right? They're 17 and 18.
I think so. But they couldn't even deal. They were like, you know what? You're dancing around with knives, clanging them together on Instagram. We want to go to Hawaii. Yeah.
So the Kevin Federline has had custody of them the whole time since they split up.
Yeah.
But what does he do now? I mean, is he... Because he was DJing and stuff like that to make a living. And do they still live? Didn't they live in Hawaii or somewhere?
They moved to Hawaii just this past year. And he's married. He's been married to the same woman for a long time. And I think they've got a couple kids together. I don't know what he does. I don't know.
Yeah, it shows him in a picture here with four kids.
Yeah, I think he's got two with the new wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the shocking thing. It's like, oh, he's the one that came out kind of with the normal life.
Mm-hmm.
Married with kids and seems to be doing okay, and she's the one that's spinning.
And people used to act like I was crazy when I'd say, okay, strip away all of the other crap, the cheesiness, the whatever about K-Fed, but when you look at him, he is a really good looking guy. I mean, if you can see past all of the the other crap, he's a good looking guy. And I think he still is.
Yeah. He's. Yeah.
Well, or did he get, cause didn't he get big for a while and then he lost weight?
Yeah. He's a little,
he's still,
as I recall, he's still a little bigger, but Yeah, he's a handsome guy. I mean,
because if you do have extra weight on you, a jersey is not a good look.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a guy who's really, you know, and you don't even have to be fit, but skinny to pull off having a having on a jersey.
It's not flattering.
That, yeah. Because you never say, okay, well, let me see what's going to make it's going to be slimming when I put it on. Give me the thing with the giant numbers.
Direct everybody's attention here. That's a great idea. I want everybody looking right here.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Mm-mm. Okay, and then we have this video, and this is really crazy. We'll do this quickly. This was a Mexican restaurant, right, Riggins?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Somebody's baby was crying, and a lady got involved and said, shut that baby up or whatever. And then the other patrons at the restaurant took the defense of the mom and the baby.
Yeah.
And the police had to come and everything.
It was ugly.
So let's see if you can make it out just by listening to it.
It's a baby. It is a baby. Are you
don't bring your baby in a
fucking yelling at me.
Hey, I'm only yelling at you because you're yelling at me, and I'm trying to get you to.
No, you, I'm trying to tell you. If you plan on finishing your dinner, sit the down and eat. That's what I'm telling
you. Because other people are trying to have a conversation. That's what I did with my children. I didn't have it
did
so
you
loud.
Say that?
We're people in my.
And this is not even his kid that he's telling her to shut up.
Tables next to me couldn't hear me talking.
Yeah,
I don't.
So everybody in the damn restaurant.
Ma'am, listen.
Yeah.
You throw a screaming at the top of your voice.
The baby, because I never heard the baby.
We never even heard the baby over there.
And we're sitting
over there.
I
went to the bathroom earlier. I could hear the baby in the bathroom.
I'm sitting right there.
What
I
baby?
I can hear.
You're a ignorant bitch.
I can hear her baby in the bathroom.
You started yelling at this baby.
Now we're gonna get everybody's food to go, and y'all are
gonna
take. I'm just trying to get up out of my seat. She wouldn't let me out of the seat, and she smacked me.
If we stay, people are going to jail.
Okay.
So get your food to go, pay your check, and go.
Okay.
And then it seemed like at the end of the video she had said something else, and the deputy was leading her out. Like
after the cops there,
yeah,
and they're like, "Chill out." She goes and flips the guy off. I mean, I don't know. Once the cops get involved, like, do you continue to go on? You just let it go. You can't
and
let it go.
I wish we had footage of her confronting the other. Like, what did she say to the mom or the mom and dad or the dad who had the baby that was crying?
Yeah, must have been rude because everybody took their side.
And nobody in the South, because they've all got Southern accents, but nobody from the South is going to watch that video and not think, hey, that's where we go all the time. The restaurant looks exactly like pretty much every other Mexican restaurant.
Baby, is that our
restaurant? So I'm sitting there thinking, wait, was that here? But you don't know where it was.
No. Yeah. Yeah, but it does look like every other one.
You're like, what baby? What baby? I never heard of baby.
Chill out, man.
Yeah, and then they just, you stupid bitch.
Let me tell you something. I didn't hear that baby once.
I was in the bathroom and I could hear her baby.
And you know who you don't see in that racket? The servers,
right.
And the bus boys.
You don't really
like,
see any of them.
We're staying out of this crap.
Because I'm wondering, where are the people? Where's the manager?
They are in the back.
Manager's like, I call the police.
Yeah, call
the policia.
Quick, policia. Yeah,
policia, they will not alto.
El Pronto. Yeah, that's crazy.
This crazy woman will not. Shut up, oh.
Yeah.
But I get it. You babies can get on your nerves when they're crying. But just, oh, come on.
You got to be kidding.
Ugh.
then finish your food and go, or take it to go. Ask for a box.
Yeah, and do you think that the parents are just enjoying that too? That their baby's crying like that? Right. I always think about that on a plane. The people who usually, now there's a difference in a baby crying and a toddler who's not behaved.
Yeah.
Those are two different things.
Yeah.
But the parent of a baby crying in public, it's disturbing people. It's like, ugh. I've never been there because my children have always been perfect, but from the day they was born.
Perfect angels.
Mm-hmm. Little angels.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's it for today. Riggins, go celebrate your birthday in peace and return all of the texts that you're going to be getting and all of the Facebook messages and faxes and all of that. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.